Everybody good this morning? I don't know if everybody heard the crash, but our vibration of our bass cabinet walked our juice right off the edge. 40 cups. All good. All good. We've got enough whenever we do take communion for just going each side. Short this morning, but I really, before we even had made a decision on when we was going to get back and all this and that, I just felt so impressed that no matter what's going on, we've got to have church this Sunday. We're going to be taking up communion, but there's an interesting set of scriptures that for so long, I know my father, he would never take communion because he never felt worthy. Part of it was, in his mind, because he was making mistakes all the time and doing things that he shouldn't be doing, that he couldn't take communion. Well, he got that out of the scripture, but that was because of wrong teaching. And that's what I want to spend my time on today, because I want you and I want those online. And if you did not get a cracker or some juice, go right now and go get it, because we're going to be taking it together. But Jesus died for us. The Bible plainly tells us that, and the blood, we even sang about a couple songs here today. Everything I've ever done, everything I'm ever going to do, has been covered by the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, why are we wasting our time, folks? I mean, think about it. We cannot be good enough to be good enough. That's why he died for us. But in the mix of this, there was more that went on. And I want to read, bear with me this morning, as I want to read in 1 Corinthians 23. I want to read 20 all the way to 29 and 30. And then I want to read it out of the Passion Translation later on. Listen to what it says. For I received, now let me explain before we go here. What's taking place, as I've studied this, is people were coming to church, and they were having like a potluck at every church gathering. You know, there's still churches at every service. That's their social time. They come together and they spend the day together. So what was taking place is people were coming to church and they were fixing their meals. And as a family, they were all sitting and they were all eating together. And some didn't have and some did have. And so this was addressed in Scripture, because prior to eating, they would have the bread, and they would, that was part of their ritual, part of their fellowship, was to have the bread for what the bread represented. Then after supper, and it says it in every time you read this and look it up, after supper then they drank the wine or drank the juice for the blood of Jesus. Now even when Jesus was with his disciples the night he was betrayed, they did exactly the same thing. They broke bread, then they had supper together, and then it said after supper, they drank and talked about the blood of Jesus. Well, that's what's going on here, and he's addressing the problem that everybody's coming together and nobody is respecting what's going on. And listen to what he says. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is in the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Then he says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink the cup. He who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep, or many die. Now, that set of scriptures right there at the top, it says, therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner is guilty. Well, many people have taken that, and many churches have taught that. You got to get right with God. You've got to repent of your sins. You've got to get everything. If you've got something against somebody, you've got to get that straightened up right now or else you'll be sick and you'll die. Now, if you was taught that and taught that and taught that and taught that and taught that, would you just take it casually? Fact is, it's totally contrary to what it's all about. What he was saying was, please, everybody, respect, discern what's really going on here. We are taking the bread. We are taking the bread to recognize what the bread has done for us. Well, what's it done for us? Well, it says in the scripture, it says, take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. See, we'll take the juice, or we'll sing the songs about the blood of Jesus, and we'll say, well, yes, he died for my sins, and we believe that. And we've got that so ingrained in us that we really do. Our faith is built to that place. I know that I know that I know I'm going to heaven. I know that I know, excuse me, I know that I've been made righteous. I know this. That's settled in me. But I'm still in that area of somewhat doubt when it comes to what he did for me. The Bible says that the stripes that Jesus took was for my healing. Why can't it's not big enough for COVID. I guarantee you it's big enough for COVID. See, the enemy is playing with our minds in all of this. You know, I had a wife that was sick 20 years of her life that we were together. Does that negate the word? Absolutely not. But I don't think any of us, and I'm talking anybody and everybody, I don't think any of us have got the real revelation that we've got of what the blood's done. He died, he took stripes for us. The Bible tells us this over and over in the scripture. It tells us what took place. Isaiah, if you want to go there, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:21 said he made himself who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become righteous. So I know that. Well, why do I know that? Because I have read that and quoted that and spoke about that and meditated on that enough that I know, but I've not discerned the truth of the whole thing. He was correcting the body because they were all coming together and they were all just eating and they weren't really thinking about why we're doing this. We're doing this, number one, to receive and recognize what he did for us as far as his wounds and his sickness and his disease that he carried for us. But they were just going on about their business, and at the end they were drinking the wine, and some of them were even getting drunk, and it was so casual that they weren't discerning. It says this, they weren't discerning. We've got to recognize how important this is. I've started something new, and I'm not saying you need to do this, whatever, but I want the revelation. So every morning, I don't get a cracker and I don't get, but whatever I eat or whatever I drink, the first thing I do is that, Lord, thank you that you died. Thank you that I'm using this as representing your body, that you died. You took stripes on your back for me. You suffered for me emotionally as well as physical. The Bible tells us in Psalms 103 that he died for all of our disease, all of our sickness, everything. Why can't we get that in? And that's my point this morning, is recognize you have been healed. I'm home with COVID. I understand that. I just got through it myself, but I'm still healed. I don't care what's going on. We are still healed. Isaiah 53:4-5, everybody knows these scriptures. Surely he bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. You say, well, Pastor, you're reading in the old. Yes, this is prophecy coming forth, and we'll see it in 1 Peter, the same thing. By his stripes you have been healed. By his blood my sins have been forgiven. It's together. You know, all the sacrifices they had, multiple thousands of sacrifices back in the old covenant, they never once, and you'll never see it, you'll never find it in Scripture, where they abused the one that was sacrificed. Their throats were cut, and it was quick and easy, and no one suffered. That's not what happened to Jesus. And you all know this. The Bible tells us in 52, I got it wrote down. 52. I want to find it. Here it is. Hang on with me. Here it is. 52:14. Just as many were astonished, talking about Jesus, they're prophesying, talking about Jesus. Just as many were astonished at you, so his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than any of the sons of men. He was so beaten. You know, if you've seen the movie Passion, he was so beaten. No other sacrifice got this. But see, he did this for your sickness. He did this for your disease. He did this no different than the blood that was shed for you. Exactly. It all took place at the same time. He suffered emotionally. He every sin that's ever been out there was dumped upon him. Every sickness was, think about it. All this stuff that's going on now, all this man-made COVID stuff, that's all been covered by the blood of Jesus. That's all been covered by the stripes that he bore. Now think about it too. You know, back when they were taking communion, they had the bread and it was called, some of you know the exact name of it, was called M-A-T-Z-A-H, Masta. When it was designed back then, it was designed to look like stripes. It had holes in it for the nails that he carried, and it had a burnt glaze on it for the judgment that he carried the sins. Back before he ever died for you and I. Back, folks, I'm trying to get the point across of how important it is that you grab the revelation that everything he went through physically was for you and I. And when you feel sickness come on, you don't just say, well, it's, you know, used to say flu season, but they've scratched that out of the dictionary. Now it's COVID season. Well, it's COVID season and it's coming around. I'm going to get it. I'm going to stay away from everybody. I'm going to get it. Yes, there's precaution because, yes, you can get it. But why don't we do that as well as say, no, that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, this will not affect me. By the stripes of Jesus, I may get a touch of this, but it will not stop me from going on. During the time I had it, I was pretty sick for a couple days, but I made myself go out and do just because you are not getting me down. You say, but I had it so bad I know that, and I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying I personally knew what the scripture said, and I'm fighting this. I'm not giving up. I cut a tree down. I pressure washed my house. I pressure washed the concrete that I got in the backyard. I can't tell you all. I did more than I would do in the norm just because the Bible said I'm healed. Jesus, I'm walking, I'm talking. Now, did I have to rest a lot? I can't tell you how many times I sat down. But I was standing on what that word said. I'm going to stand. You say, well, Pastor, who do you think you are? No, it ain't me. Listen, that's what I'm trying to get across. And I don't have it all the way yet. I live with a very, 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 nobody knows how sick that woman was. But that does not change the word. We've got people still on ventilators in this, but that does not change the word. We've got people right here that just come out of COVID, but that does not change the word. We got people battling cancer right now, but that does not change the word. The word says that by the stripes of Jesus, you were, not maybe you might be, you were healed. You say, well, what if I get it? What if you do? You still stand on the word. It doesn't change. The blood doesn't change, so the word's not going to change. Taking communion is just exactly that. Every time you take it, do this in remembrance of what I did. I didn't just die for your sins. I died for everything. I want to put the doctors and I want to put the nurses out of work. That doesn't say that in here, but that's what it says. Come on. You say, well, yeah, but it's just the way it is. I know it's just the way it is, but it's not the way it's supposed to be. You say, well, Pastor, look around you. No. I want to believe this. You say, well, it'll probably kill you. Maybe it will, but I'll die happy. I'll die with a cough. I don't know. But this word says that when I take communion, I can be healed. Joseph Prince, their church takes it every service. And he teaches on every service. 30 to 40, 50,000 people at his church. Why? Because he's got such a revelation on it that he knows that most of his people stay healed because they're getting a revelation on it. I can't give you the revelation. I have to get my own. And I'm being flat honest with you. I know it says it, but I still haven't got what I know I've got with the blood. I know that I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. I know it doesn't make any difference what happens in my life. I'll be with Connie. I'll be with the Lord. It's just case closed. I want the same thing in my healing. When I feel something coming on, I need to stand on the word instead of whining about what's coming on. I need to stand on the word constantly. I need to make myself know that every morning I need to get up and just say, Lord, thank you that you've healed my body. Thank you that everything I've got's healthy. Thank you that I'm whole. Thank you all these things that you, I said earlier. You all recognize the older we get, the better we were. Well, that's true, but Moses didn't even start things till he was 80. I can't even imagine taking on what he took on at 80 years old. But see, he wasn't convinced over years and years and years and years of religion that sickness is just part of life and you just have to walk through it. It doesn't say anywhere that you die because of sickness. There's examples of those that just pew. Could you imagine just all of a sudden? And it's going to happen. Things are getting so crazy in this world that we'll probably have a whole lot of empty seats one of these days. Just bam. If I was God, it already would have taken place, but I'm not God. And so that means it's going to get worse than it is. But that doesn't mean we have to change a thing here. If it says it, it means it. If it says it. So, you know, I want to take communion this morning. And just in however you want to do it, why don't you just come up and grab and go back to your seat if you'll get to the keyboard. And let's take communion this morning. You know, Psalms 103, verse 3. Come on up. Get for other people if you want. And if you don't want to take it, that's fine too. But I'm telling you, it's for your healing. You know, John 6:51 says, I am the living bread. I am the living bread. Yeah, will you get him one? Yeah, somebody grab the sound people and the people in the back. I want everybody that's in this building to take it if you're willing to. If you recognize. Come and get. You say, well, this is a little chaotic. Well, it's chaotic times right now, but God's our peace. God's our healer. Acts 10:38 said that Jesus went and healed everyone he come in contact with. Think about that. So he's doing the same thing right now. I believe with all my heart that God's going to touch hearts and touch lives today. I believe with all my heart that if you're carrying any type of sickness, you're going to be healed. He is going to do the work that the Bible says that he did it. I mean, 1 Peter 2:24. It says, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. That's in the new covenant. Why? Because the old was foreshadowed. The new is the new covenant for you. Totally different than it was. We have what we need. I'm going to grab me one here. Anybody else over here? We've got one left on this side. John, did you get one? You on internet, whatever you got, doesn't matter. This is just a representation of his body. But oh my, when we have the revelation of what really took place. To think that no other sacrifice before him was abused in any way, but yet because he knew what we would be walking through in these end times, he had a way out. So all we have to do is do this in remembrance of what he did and let him. It's a supernatural thing, folks. The blood is a supernatural thing. Believing that the blood made me, I can remember that old song in the Methodist church, and I would think, well, how can blood make me white? Because I didn't have proper teaching. The blood was the sacrifice for my sins, which made me righteous, which made me white in his eyes. But back up. The body died for me. The body was beaten for me, that I wouldn't have to carry the emotions. I wouldn't have to carry the sickness and the disease. I wouldn't have to carry. All of that should be gone. But I've got to get the same revelation of this as I've got of this. And that's my goal today is, Lord, give us the revelation that when we put this in our mouth, that by the stripes of Jesus, we were. That means we've got it now. It's coming. It's here. We're healed. You say, well, what if I don't feel any different? You don't go by your feelings. This is faith. If I went by my feelings with the blood, I'd go, this is nuts. Because I can't see anything. I can't believe in it. I can't. What do you mean I'm going to heaven? Well, where's heaven? What do you mean he lives inside of me? What are you talking about? It's all by faith. But it's the same thing with this. And I've got to get the revelation just like you've got to get the revelation. And when we do, I'm telling you, when we do, Doc will be out of work. He's ready to retire anyway. Enough's enough. Let's just get on with this. Let's just be healed. Let's take this. Father, we thank you. This blood, this bread represents all the stripes, the beating that you took to the place that no other human being could have ever even got to the cross. But because you were doing it for us, every other sacrifice before you, Jesus, was just taken care of in a gentle way, but yet you were abused because you had to be to do it for us. You carried everything we'll ever carry, and it's done and accomplished. We're going to receive this right now, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Let's take this together. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that anything that's going on in my body and anybody's body that's hearing my voice right now, it's cursed. We're healed. We're well, we're whole. Anybody that's right now suffering through COVID, right now we thank you that at this moment, everything is turning around. Everything is going the right way. Anyone suffering any problems with the shots, any problems with aftermath of having COVID at all, thank you right now, Father, we're healed in the name of Jesus. We are healed because why? Because your word said it. And we are choosing to believe that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the blood. This juice that we've got represents your blood. And we thank you, Father, that many of us have already got that revelation that you died for every sin that we'll ever, ever, ever have. And we thank you, Father, for that right now. Look, we just receive that from you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, everyone on the internet, everybody in the sound of my voice here, we are receiving the healing that you've done for our bodies. Any more sickness or disease that tries to come on cannot, because you've already taken it for us. Any emotional problems cannot, because you give us instructions and you give us a way out, and you died for that. And we thank you, Lord. Any mistake we made, has been forgiven, and we thank you for that, Father. Father, we thank you that you've designed a way to continue to bless us and take care of us. We give you all the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like the team to come up. We're going to close out with the song, The Blessing. You know, it's a very interesting song. It's scriptural, but we want to speak over you and those by the internet right now a blessing. Part of that blessing is what you just received. And he makes that available, folks, for us day by day by day by day. All we have to do is just get to that place of getting that revelation that he's done it for us. And to think that we can walk in that same forgiveness that he gave us towards everybody else that hurts us. We can just forgive and let it go. But to think that we could heal somebody, we can't do that. That's extra that he did it for us already. So let's just receive a blessing before we close out today. for us. You've designed it. You've made it in such a way that all we have to do is receive it and believe it and watch it take place. We give you all the praise today, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed.